Welcome to the Unstoppable Real Estate Agents Podcast. I'm your host and real estate productivity expert, Kim Hughes. Join me as we focus on real strategies and implement real solutions designed for you to achieve major success in your business and life while getting you organized. Hi, everybody. It's Kim Hughes, and today we're going to talk about your social media strategy. So a couple of things that we need to go over is, making sure that you have your profiles updated, your branding is updated, so that when people come to your social media account and they want to reach out to you, they can. They don't have to go look for you. They don't have to, go Google or anything like that. They can find everything they need right there. So with that being said, the strategy that you put together is very important to keep your audience engaged. So you really need to plan out what is your content going to look like. You know, of course, you're going to promote your listings, your solds, and things like that. But other things that need to be done to make you the authority in your market would be what the local events are, what's going on in the schools, what are the mortgage rates? What are the markets, stats talking about? These are standard things that every agent should be doing. But to take it a little bit further, you need to make sure that you're engaging as well, because if people are coming to your website and they're just liking it or they're just reading it and they're moving on, that's not building an audience. That's not building engagement. So what we need to do is kind of re-strategize how we are approaching our social media and realizing that your social media is going to be different on every platform. So the ones that I always say that you need to post on is, and of course, this depends on your market and who your audience is. There are going to be people on Facebook that are not on Instagram and vice versa. So you really need to look at your audience and see where are they showing up, and then you show up there as well. So we're going to say Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest are always the ones that I say that you need to be very present on. Now, if you are the agent that deals with younger homeowners, are buyers and sellers, then most of those people are going to be on Instagram. But the older audience are the parents and things like that. They're going to be on Facebook. And for people like me, I'm on both, so you've got to find where your platforms are and make sure that you create a strategy for each one, because you can't create one for Instagram and replicate it on LinkedIn and Facebook. I mean, you've heard me say this 100 times that each one has a different reason for being there. So you have to be there for that reason. So if you have listings, you're not going to put them on LinkedIn. They don't like that. People do it, but they get in trouble for it. They may not be getting a phone call or an email, but their algorithm is going to mess them up. So make sure that you follow what people want on those platforms. Okay. So now here's where the strategy comes in, is you are creating your content calendar with all the content that you're going to plan out for the month. But then what are you going to do beyond that to reach new people or to engage with other people? So you're going to go over and see who all is following you. And then you want to make sure that you're following them back. And then if you are following, let's say your best friend is Susie Q, and you go over to her profile and y'all are following each other, she's going to be following people that you don't know, you've never heard of, you'll probably never meet without her introduction, right? So what I want you to do is make sure that you are posting on her account, on her feed or timeline as well. So if she's posting something about, the dog got off his leash and ran down the road and ate a squirrel, and there's a funny story with that, then what you want to do is make a comment, oh, that was a great story, whatever. If you see that somebody that she is connected with, go look at them and see if it's someone that you would like to get to know better as well. And then ask to follow them, send that request. And once they accept it, jump into their PM and say, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you, connecting with me. I look forward to getting to know you better. And then you start posting on theirs and you see who they're and then what they're posting about. And if it's relevant, that doesn't mean you post on every single thing. But if they're talking about something that is it's relevant for you to respond to, then do that. Don't just like it, but respond to it. And then people, so what happens here is if I'm connected with Suzy Q's friend and you're connected with Suzy Q's friend, we'll call her Jane, and I see that you're commenting on her post, I'm going to say, well, I wonder who this is. And I'm going to click on your name. I'm going to go learn about who you are on Facebook. And then I'm going to see what all you're posting. And then I'm going to start following you. It's a very simple thing to do. It does take a little bit of time, but it's time well spent. So what I'm always going to say is, as you sit down and make 25 calls a day, if you're that person, then you need to make that goal to follow 10 people. But don't just go in and click, click, click. Look at who these people are. See if there's somebody you would like to know, and then start following them and requesting, and sending them a PM and everything. Now, the other thing that you've heard me talk about is connecting with other local businesses and commenting on their feed. And when you do that, because now you're reaching a whole nother audience. So if you're at Stan's Barbecue in Tyler, Texas, and they have a Facebook page, and I go over there and I'm looking at what's going on with Stanley's today, what are they doing for the weekend, what events are coming up at their restaurant, then I'm going to see other people talking about it. And now we have something in common. So I'm going to start looking at these people and requesting a follow with them and following the same process. So that way you're getting your name out into the community. You're meeting new people that you probably would never have that opportunity to meet before and building a relationship with them. But do not expect this to happen overnight because it will not do that. It'd be crazy if it did. But once you have started a relationship with these people on social media, and let's say I go to your private box and I send you a message and says, hey, Joe, it was great, great to connect with you. I look forward to learning more about you and your family or your life. By the way, I have a great newsletter that talks about all the real estate that's going on in the community and local events and other important information that might be interesting to you. Would you like for me to put you on my newsletter, or would you like to receive my newsletter? And they're going to come back. And if they say yes, always tell them, you can always opt out if it's not for you, but, would love for you to see what I'm delivering. And then go immediately and put them on there. And then after your first newsletter goes out and you know it went to them, give them like 24 or 48 hours and then pop into their DM again and say, hey, I just wanted to check in. Did you get my newsletter? And what did you think? And then now you're starting a conversation. Now they may come back and say, no, I didn't get it. Oh, can you check your spam? Because that's a way to find out whether they actually looked for it, got it, and read it. And if they said they didn't get it, then you need to get that taken care of and get them out of the spam box and get you into their inbox. So this is a great way to follow up with people and build that connection and build that engagement and start that conversation. So once they have, said, oh, yeah, it was in my spam, then, oh, okay, great. I'm so glad we touched base. If you don't mind, I would love to get your opinion on it. And if you don't mind, I'll check back with you in a couple of days. Sure, great, no problem. In a couple of more days, you follow up again and say, hey, did you have a chance to read my newsletter? I would love to get your feedback. It's very important to me that I deliver the content that you're looking for or information or whatever you want to call it. And now you're getting, they're like, oh, wow, they're interested in what I have to say about their newsletter. And so they could come back and say, yeah, this is great, but I wish you had the weather on there, something like that. Or you don't have any hiking trails on there. Can you do something like that? So now what you're doing is you're building that rapport with that person, but you're also getting feedback on how to make your newsletter better for your audience, because that's who's going to help tell you what they want. So this is a great way to use social media. Another way, and you've heard me say this before, is make sure you're blogging. Your blog goes on your website. You take the link, you promote it on your social media, and then you get people to click on that link to go to the website to read the content. And then now they're on your website, they're engaging with you without all the chatter running around them. Okay. So try these strategies and see if this doesn't help you build your likes, your follows, your analytics in your social media. And make sure that whatever you put out for them, that, you know, you're doing it for them as well. So make sure you do that, because, and I would love to hear your feedback on this. If it's something that you have been doing, I would love to know what's working for you. And if you haven't tried it, go try it. Let me know what you think. And we'll just talk to you next week.